This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tommy, I'm loving these intros, but I'm also missing my rap music, my man. We gotta get some of that a little bit back. I gotta get in my groove.
Not my choice.
I know. I'll forgive you this once. Welcome back, everybody, to the Packaday Radio Show, live from the Broadstop in Kenosha, empowered by the Potawatomie Sportsbook. Reminder that Wisconsin Sports Daily with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer is coming up from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. later today. You're going to want to stick around for that. And, of course, Green Bay and Chicago renew their rivalry this Sunday at noon as the game goes final. Make the switch to Green Bay Football Postgame Show, driven by the Young Express with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer right here on The Fan. And right now, we are joined by my good friend of AcmePackingCompany.com, Justice Mosqueda. You can find him on social media at Jumosq, J-U-M-O-S-Q. I usually don't get to talk to him on the radio show because he's on the West Coast and he's not up when I'm usually doing it at 8 a.m. in the morning. But, Justice, I'm recording late enough today that we get to talk to you. How the heck are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
We are doing fantastic. Thank you for being here. We're going to talk, obviously, some Packers-Bears. Also, I know you're a big Ducks guy. We got Badgers-Ducks coming up, so we're going to talk about that in a little bit as well. But I do want to start with Packers-Bears, and I want to specifically start with the Green Bay Packers side of things. And I just want to ask you the very basic question. Packers are 6-3 after 9 games. They're a little bit of some AFC South merchants. They've beat up on the AFC South 4-0, 2-3 against the NFC. How are you feeling about your Green Bay Packers after 9 games?
Optimistic, but it's clear that they're inconsistent at this point, right?
Yep.
It's tough to look at this team and say, you know, even a two-game stretch, right, where they've looked like a team that can compete for a Super Bowl at this point, which is not to say they can't do it, they can't get better in the second half like they did last season, but so far this year, it's been a whole lot of inconsistency, but at this point, I think, you know, 6 wins with 2 injuries to Jordan Love, I think Packers fans would take it.
So, Justice, we're talking about Love and what's happened with him to this point. Obviously, it's been difficult just because that first game was such a bizarre game. It's in Brazil, and it ends with the injury, and it ends up with Love missing multiple weeks of action. And it's a little bit odd to see a Packers quarterback that's thrown an interception in every game he's played in so far through half of a season. How important is the bye, not just for the physical health for Jordan Love, but also just for hitting that reset button and trying to bring back something a little cleaner in the second half of the year?
Yeah, I think ultimately he has to learn those lessons. But the bye does give that opportunity, right? I think one of the more frustrating things is that, you know, it's not just interceptions. It's that there are a lot of boneheaded plays, right? A lot of decisions that I think every Packer fan watching the game is like, why would you throw that? To the point where, you know, Matt LaFleur says on the press podium, it's annoying to have to continue to address these interceptions week after week. The interception rate just has to bring down. As far as you know, modern NFL standards, it's not been good at all.
No, it hasn't. I mean, it's around 4%, I think, for his interception ratio, which is, again, you can't survive that way. You can't win that way consistently, and you certainly can't get to where you want to go to from a playoff and like you said, if, potentially Super Bowl standpoint, if he continues to play at the level. For you, Justice, is this a technique thing? Is this a boneheaded decision thing? Is this a he's not seen it thing? Or, like, where do you kind of put the turnover-worthy plays down to when it comes to his progression as a quarterback? And what specific lessons does he actually need to learn?
Yeah. You know, at the end of the day, he is a relatively inexperienced quarterback, which no one really wants to admit because he's been, you know, he's getting paid all this money now. Right, I mean, that's really what it boils down to. I would classify it under boneheaded decisions. But I think the way that the Packers probably look at it is he's trying to figure out how aggressive he can actually be. Right, he's still trying to calibrate that, you know, whatever signals he's getting in his brain to say, hey, this is a ball I can throw. This is a ball I just need to throw away or break out of the pocket. You know, send it into an offensive lineman's ankle or something like that. I think that's probably the way the coaching staff looks at it.
So the Packers did something interesting at the trade deadline. Not that trading Preston Smith was entirely unexpected, but at the start of this season, the Packers had two guys over 30, if I remember that right. There were two guys on the roster that had a three as that first digit, and Preston Smith was one. And instead of leaning in heavily there on the years of experience, Packers swapped him out. It is an interesting vote of confidence. I think it is a good thing for the Packers organization that they have that confidence. How do you feel about the fact that the Packers are young and they're leaning into it by just they continue to get younger? Even the free agent signings, McKinney and Jacobs, are both, by years of age, young guys. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I think Preston Smith kind of played their hand, honestly. When he comes out and says, you know, he requested a trade and all that stuff, I think you got to take him for his word. I know Jeff Hafley wouldn't really comment on the situation yesterday when the coordinators met the press. As far as the youth movement thing, I'm not too surprised that they moved off of Preston. Preston was a guy, in my opinion, who was always a better fit in a 3-4 defense. Not surprised that, to me at least, that he requested a trade to a 3-4 team. I'm interested in seeing what Van Ness can bring to the table and potentially Brenton Cox. I mean, Brenton Cox is a guy that we really have. I mean, I think he's played like three snaps in defensive snaps in the past season and a half while he's been on the 53-man roster. So, you know, he's going to end up getting activated and he's going to have to play. So we're going to get some answers there. I think it's going to be really important to get an answer on Lucas Van Ness before the offseason. This pass rusher class is going to be pretty good in a pretty weak draft class at the top. I know no one wants to hear it's a weak draft class. They just want to hear find the players. But ultimately, I think the Packers got to get an answer on whether or not you get, you know, Lucas Van Ness is going to be that guy for you moving forward, or if you need to take another guy in the first round.
I think it's going to be a really interesting aspect of the second half, because I'm with you. If they can't find more pass rush from their front four, you know, speaking of things that could potentially limit them on this run the remainder of the season, I think that's definitely one of them. And I think they will have to readdress, whether it's in the interior or at defensive end, as to how they're going about, you know, getting pass rushers in this offseason if these guys cannot step up and play better the remainder of this year. So I think you're appropriate in saying they need answers and seeing what they have in LVN, in Kingsley and Igbari, and maybe even in Brenton Cox and Aaron Mosby, Devontae Wyatt, et cetera, the rest of the year as they try to make those decisions going into 2025. We're being joined by Justice Mosqueda of the AcmePackingCompany.com. Make sure to go check out his work every single day. We're going to take a break a little bit from Packers, Justice, because I know you're a big Oregon Ducks guy. In Wisconsin, we've got Badgers versus Ducks this coming Saturday. Last I checked, per the Potawatomi Sportsbook, Oregon is 14-point favorites. How are you as a Ducks fan feeling about this game?
Oh, I'm feeling great. I mean, the Ducks have somehow launched a Heisman campaign around Dylan.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
From Gabriel this past week, will be interesting to see, you know, if they're going to try to win style points for him and that Heisman campaign. I think Heisman campaigns are pretty silly. But now that they're committed to it, I mean, they did the whole 808 logo with him and Mariota and all that stuff, tying them both back to Hawaii. You're going to see how many points that they could throw up on there. It'll be interesting. I mean, you guys, you Midwesterners told us, the West Coast guys, right? We're not going to be able to come in there in you know, November and be able to throw the ball around because of the weather. So let's find out.
Obviously, Oregon is one of the haves in college football, and this new era, the NIL era in football, I think is really widening the gap between the haves and the have-nots of college football. The Badgers are a perfect example as one of the few in-between teams. When they play Rutgers, when they play Purdue, it's fine. When they play Penn State, when they play Iowa, or when they play Oregon this week, it's not. How do you feel about that landscape? I mean, there's always been a difference between those teams that are in that elite category, but it just seems to me like the divide between that group of teams that's really good and the other team is just, it seems like an ocean between them right now.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting because I just don't think NIL is going to ever go away. It's been protected by the court, so I think even if you pay the players, the NIL is still going to be there, and it's going to be, you know, this sort of workaround around the salary cap, right? I mean, how many times have we seen players in professional sports take a deal with New York or Los Angeles because of the marketing opportunities and stuff like that? I just think it's always going to come into play. The most ridiculous thing I think I've seen is, did you guys see the five-star recruit and the deal that he's getting from Michigan? I guess he's an LSU commit. He's a quarterback. They offered him reportedly, I think it's like $10.5 million over 4 years. That's a second-round NFL quarterback. That's a second-round NFL contract, and he's getting that as a high school player. I mean, that's insane.
18 years old, I'm assuming. It might be 17.
Yeah.
And you're looking at that. Yeah. I mean, I get it. I agree with you. I think NIL is here to stay, but I think it's going to be now about management of the player, right? Management of the people that come in, the type of people that come in. Because, look, when I was 18, if you gave me $10 million over 4 years, I would have done some really dumb stuff. And you're probably in the same boat, right?
I wouldn't be here. There's no way. There's no way.
I don't know that I would do anything smarter today. I would still do some stupid stuff if I got that contract. I don't know if it matters if I'm 18 or not. I would still be in a really bad position. Anything that would give you cause for concern, Justice, from an Oregon standpoint? Or are you just clear sailing right through Madison in this one?
Oh, I'm clear sailing, and I'm waving that Ducks flag, and I'm coming in with a giant duck inflatable and putting it in whatever body of water you guys got.
I don't blame you. I think a lot of people in Wisconsin are expecting this to go the way of Oregon as well. Maybe Wisconsin can surprise. Maybe Bucky's got something up their sleeve, but they're going to need it if they want to upset Oregon this upcoming weekend. It should be fun to watch. Again, we're being joined by Justice Mosqueda of AcmePackingCompany.com. All right, let's get back to Packers and Bears for just a moment. Justice, what are your keys to this game, or what are you going to be watching for?
Honestly, I mean, we already touched on the Lucas Van Ness thing. I'm very interested in what that looks like moving forward. Still very interested in what the cornerback situation is going to look like, right? You know, Jaire Alexander, who knows what they're going to list his status as? And I know he's practicing today. He's basically been limited throughout the week. But I still have huge worries about what Arik Stokes can bring to the table. So it'll be interesting to see if they roll out Carrington Valentine or him or what that situation is, especially if, you know, Evan Williams isn't able to start at safety, which will probably put, you know, Keyshawn in the slot again. I think the injuries are one of the biggest things on now that I'm going through it. The Packers would probably have to beat themselves considering how big of a mess the Bears are right now. I mean, the voice of that team has been like Jaquan Brisker, right?
Yeah.
And he just went on injured reserve for a concussion that's kept him out for over a month now, right? We have all these odd rumors that are coming out where they're like, the veterans want Tyson Bagent to start instead of Caleb Williams, and now every veteran player is like, that is not true, and you're hearing stuff that his dad is actually the guy who's leaking all this. You know, his dad who's an arm wrestling champion, right? It's just such a goofy situation that they're in
right
now.
It's so Chicago.
We haven't even touched on the fact that they've fired their offensive coordinator, and they're reportedly going to keep not just the head coach, but the head coach and the general manager. It's like, my goodness, what is going on here?
It's a beautiful mess, and I'm glad you brought up the Arik Stokes thing. I've actually been given an FCC warning if I talk anymore about how I'm sick of Arik Stokes playing and want Carrington Valentine in, they're going to take me off the air. But I'm glad you brought it up because I think I've beaten that horse to death. But another question for Justice?
Well, so when you're talking about that, when you're talking about those transitions that have been made in the secondary, I got to go back to Xavier McKinney because he's been the guy that's flashed, right? He's been the guy that's literally, this is Pack-A-Day, he's Pick-A-Day. He's Pick-A-Game.
I like it.
It's amazing, and I don't think anyone expects that literal pace could keep up over the course of the season. But when you look in toward the end of the year, Justice, how will you look at McKinney? How important will he be overall to the defense over the course of a year? He's been crucial for the first half of the year. Does he keep that up?
Yeah, I mean, he needs to, to be totally frank. I mean, with the way that the Packers play defense, and they're going to have that single high safety in the middle of the field, if not pre-snap, at least post-snap a lot of the time. The weakness of the defense is really in the seams, right? And you're expecting a guy to play the middle of the field and be able to break on those balls, have good vision, all that stuff, and really just get his hands on the ball a couple of times, whether that be interceptions or pass deflections or whatever it is. So he's going to be massive for the team down the stretch. To me, I mean, he's been first-team All-Pro caliber. I mean, the New York Giants have to be sick, right? Between him and I just watched Saquon Barkley completely take over a game yesterday. Like, they just have to be going to, like, if they get any sleep, right, they have to be going to bed just totally sick of their stomach.
You would think so. We owe a huge thank you to the New York Giants for allowing Xavier McKinney to get out of New York and into Green Bay. He has been a godsend for that secondary. I'm assuming, Justice, you're going to take the Packers in this one. Am I safe in assuming that?
You are very safe in assuming
right.
that.
I have a better follow-up for you then. I have a better follow-up. All right, so number one, if I told you that only Green Bay or Oregon would win this weekend, only one of them, who would you say would be the winner? And number two, most importantly, which one would you pick to win if you had to choose between the two and that Sophie's choice for you?
Wow, how dare you.
I know. This is good radio.
Give me Green Bay and both. Oregon will make the playoffs no matter what. So I'm not worried about that. It would go much further for the Packers' playoff chances. And then also, at the end of the day, if you're talking about consistency, Oregon's still got kids out there. I know everyone wants to make the joke about, you know, Dylan Gabriel is 50,000 years old or whatever it is, and he's still in college football, but they are still kids out there. So give me the Packers.
All right, I like that answer. That'd be a great weekend in Wisconsin if somehow Wisconsin upset Oregon and Green Bay came away with the win. I don't like the chances of that happening, but I would certainly take it. Justice, you're amazing. Where can we find all of your incredible work?
AkronPassionCompany.com. You can follow me on social media at JUMOSQ. That's all I got to plug.
All right, go follow him. He's the absolute best. Again, on social media, at JUMOSQ. When we come back, we're going to be going to those phones in the talking text line. Nicolay Law fan talking text line, in fact. 414-677-1250. Again, 414-677-1250. This is the Packaday Radio Show live from the Broad Stop in Kenosha and powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. We'll be right back.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.